Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines from the Patah Tashma. In our previous shir, we had the discussion about the subject of Ein Adam Ma'aseh Dovah Shena Shaloi. Does a person have the ability to make something which is not his usher, or does the person not have such ability? And the Gemara now will ask on the opinion that holds Ein Adam Ma'aseh Dovah Shena Shaloi, a person does not have the ability to make something which is not his usher. The Braisa teaches us, the Mishnah taught us, if two people are holding on to a knife, and they're together shechting an animal, one had in mind to shecht for one of the things that the Mishnah, one of the situations that the Mishnah taught us would disqualify the shechita, harim, gvoyis, etc. Vechad l'shem davakasher, one had in mind to do a regular shechita. The halacha is shechitasai psula because of the machshava of the person who had the raw machshava, it will disqualify the shechita. And the Mara is assuming that this person with the improper machshava is an individual who doesn't own the carbon. Yet the Mishnah says that his machshava could adversely affect the carbon. So isn't this a raya that Adam Aisadova Shen Shaloi, that a person can make something which is not his asur? Answers the Gemara, Hachabai Skinen, what is our Mishnah referring to? Our Mishnah is speaking about a situation, this La Shutfus Begavo, where he has a partnership here. And given that he has a partnership in this animal, it's not an issue of Ein Adam Aisadova Shen Bishalom. The halacha is that animal which is brought l'shem avodah zarah is called takruvus avodah zarah, and everybody agrees that it's osur even behanah. But as we're learning, Rav Nachman's opinion is that if it's not your animal, ein adam oisa davish ein shaloi. Ask the Ran that although you're allowed to have hanah from an animal which was brought for these purposes, if it was done by somebody who's not the owner, so yes, Rav Nachman holds, it's not takruvus akum. The halacha still is that the shechita was done by a person who's bringing something l'shem avodah zarah. Shouldn't that make that the carbon is considered unavailable? So, the Gemara just taught us that if two people are holding a knife at the same time and doing the shechita, and one of them had a machshavas avodah zarah, we're learning the shechita is invalid. The Gemara asks, why is the shechita invalid if it doesn't belong to you? Said the Gemara, because the animal belongs to both people. Says the Bach, according to the Ran, there's no reason for the Gemara. We have to understand the Gemara's question, and we don't have to say that the animal belongs to both shechtim. According to the Ran, even if the animal doesn't belong to either of them, as soon as the animal was brought with the shem takruvus akum, the animal can't be eaten. So why does the Gemara have to look for a reason that, well, the shaykhid that did it the wrong way is the shaykhid that's bringing the animal improperly is a owner? He doesn't have to be an owner. He makes the animal into an avela. Says the Taz, that in a case where two people are doing a shechita, like this case, even if we say that the shechita by the one who had the shem avodah zarah, still the shechita is valid because of the second person's shechita. He says a very bechidish. The Taz says, when would we say that the shechita of such a person makes the animal an avela? It's only if the shechita was done by one person who is a mumer, bringing animals to avodah zarah. But if he's not acting alone, then it's not usher. So, which opens up an interesting question. We know that a nachri, we learned in the beginning of Masechta, that a nachri cannot be a shaychet. So what would the halacha tell us if a Jew and a nachri are shechting the animal at the same time, together. What would be the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rashba, in Yerideh Simen Bey Sif Yud Aleph, says that it would be possible. The Shach, over there in Sif Katan Lamed, quotes, says that Rav Das Roy Poskim, the opinion of most Poskim, Lahachshir. And he explains that here, where what's happening is that one of the people who is involved in shechting this animal is shechting it l'shem avodah zarah, that's why we have to be concerned. But in a case where there's a Jew shechting, and the other person that's shechting is just a nachri, then the halacha is that it would be kosher. And the Gra brings a raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara is speaking about where two people are shechting, and we're trying to determine who is the second person that's shechting. If the second person that's shechting is a nachri, and the halacha will be, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that as soon as a nachri is involved, it becomes possible. So why do we have to have a conversation about him being a mumah or anything? As we just said, it would be possible anyway. Says the Gra, here we have a raya to the shach, that it doesn't become possible that way. There's another teretz that a person doesn't become a mumer and just because he did something the first time, as we mentioned many times. Then Davni Nezer and Yerideh Simen Vav has a discussion where somebody shechted an animal and the animal, so to speak, helped along with the shechita. So in the case where the animal moved its head in the same direction as the shechit, so Alinezer says we have to be concerned that it's a drusa. But in a case where the animal helped, so to speak, the shaykhut was going in one direction, the animal's head was going in the other direction, Alinezer says it's very much connected to the question that we just learned. If somebody shechted an animal together with a nachri, that we're learning it's machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Shach, if you could rely on that shechita, the same machlokes will come up in this situation with so many shechs together with the animal. Toshma continues the Gemara. The Mishnah Masechta Gittin discusses a case of metama. If somebody is metama, the taris that belongs to somebody else has truma, which as we've learned many times can only be eaten when it's tar, and somebody went and it was metamit, v'amedame, or somebody mixed truma bechulin, that the chulin now could only be eaten by kohanim, because a Yisrael cannot eat truma, so it causes it to go down in value, because it's only edible by kohanim, or v'menasech. So the Gemara Masechet Gittin has machlokes over there, what is the definition of menasech? Rav says that it's speaking about a case that he poured somebody else's wine, l'shem avodah zarah. Rashi explains what it means is that he put his hands into the wine, and by putting his hands into the wine becomes aser b'hanah. Shmuel says it's referring to a situation where somebody mixed somebody else's yayin nesach into my kosher wine. And the way the Rishonim explain, our Gemara is following the opinion of Rav, that somebody took my wine and put his hand into it and made it into avodah zarah. And the halacha is b'shogeg poter, because now the Gemara introduces a new consideration. And that's the consideration of hezek sheder nikar. If somebody damages somebody else, but he does it in a way where the damage is not noticeable, the halacha is that it's not considered an act of hezek. Even though the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, teaches us, Adam Mu'ud La'olam, a person is always responsible for his act, Bein Or, Bein Yoshin, whether he's up or sleeping, Bein Shagi, Bein Mezid. Here, because it's a Hezek Shein and Nikar, that's why it's not considered an act of Hezek. However, even though it's a Hezek Shein and Nikar, and it's not considered, according to the Halacha, an act of Hezek, that's only B'Shagi. The mezid chayiv, and as the Rishonim explained, the case that even though he did it when he did it the mezid, it's still a hezek shein and nikar. It's a special knas that Chazal instituted that if somebody was mazik somebody else's property And even though it's a hezek shen hanikar, if the halacha will be that you potter, then people, then there will be anarchy. You could destroy, you could damage other people as long as it's a hezek shen hanikar, and you'll be able to get away with it. So therefore, b'mezid ichayiv. But now we see that Adam Oysa Dov Shena Shaloi. You can make somebody else's thing usur, because if not, the act of putting the Nachri putting his hand into my wine shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, Hachinami, it's not speaking about a case where he has no ownership in the wine. Here we're speaking about a case, this Leishutzus Begavo, that he has ownership in this wine. And since he has ownership in the wine, that changes the entire halacha. Then the halacha will be that's why it's asr. The question, of course, that Rashi asks, if this person is menasach l'avodah zarah, if this person is pouring wine for avodah zarah, he's chay misa. And even if we'll say that he did it b'shogig, there's a rule of kimle b'drabbanei. And the rule of Kumlai with Rabbanei teaches us that when somebody does something wrong that carries with it two punishments, you only give him the more serious punishment. Even in a case where he did what he did b'shogig, and b'shogig, there's obviously no chiyuv misa. So if he would have been menasech b'mezid, he would be chayiv misa. So since if he would be menasech b'mezid, he would be chayiv misa, so then we should apply the concept of Kimle B'Durabimne, we should apply the concept of Kimle B'Durabimne and say that he's, since he did a vary that comes with Chiyiv Misa, he shouldn't be Chayiv for payment, because that's a lesser Avera. To answer this question, explain the Rishonim that when do we say Kimle B'Durabimne? We only say Kimle B'Durabimne when the two Averis happen simultaneously. But if the two Averis do not happen at the same time, we don't say Kimle B'Durabimne. And we're going to have to explain, say to Rishonim, that what happened over here is that the person first picked up the wine. So from the moment that he picked up the wine, he's going to be chayiv for payment. And then the next payment for Avodah Zarah, or the next punishment for Avodah Zarah, only came afterwards. Ketanoi, says the Gemara, this question that we'll be learning about Adam Oysa Dov Shena Shaloi, can you make something that belongs to somebody else, Asur or not, says the Gemara, the Gemara suggests is Machlok Tanoim, because the Braisa teaches us, Oiv Kechavim Shenisach Yeinei Shal Yisrael, when somebody went, then put his hand into the wine of Yisrael. Shloi b'fnei avodas kochavim. If it wasn't in front of a nochri, in front of the avodah zarah, asroi. Adam oisa dov shena shloi, and therefore the halacha is that this wine is asur. However, Rashi says that even though the wine is asur, you could sell it to recoup your loss. They say that the wine is fine, and they give two reasons. The only time it could be considered an act of nisach is if it was done in front of avodah zarah. And number two, you do not have the authority that you can make my wine prohibited. Says the Gemara. So presumably, the machlokes here is: do we say if somebody has the ability to make something which is not yours, Adam Oysa Dov Shena Shaloi, if somebody can make something that doesn't belong to my Asr? Says the Gemara. Rav Nachman, Rav Amar, Rav Yitzchak Amri, that the machlokes are not identical. Afilu man dama, even according to the opinion that holds Adam Oysa Dov Shena Shaloi, that I cannot make something that belongs to you. I cannot make something that belongs to you, Asur. Hani Mili Kuti, it's only by a, that was only said by a Nachri. Av Yisrael, even if he put his hand into my wine, We're obviously speaking about an Israel who we have to be concerned about who he is and his status. The Gemara introduces a new consideration that he's just doing it in order to taunt me, but he's not. He doesn't really mean avodah zara. There's an interesting placey. The placey wants to suggest, how do we understand machlokes of Nachman and of Huna? How far, he says, do we say this iser of Adam Oysada v'shen shaloi? That means Rav Huna holds that somebody else has the ability to make my wine usr, and it'll be usr d'oraisa. And therefore, l'tzurei k'mechavin, when there's a question, it might be usr d'oraisa, it won't work. Whereas, according to Rav Nachman, all he could do is make it usr d'rabbanan. And when we can now add a dimension of l'tzurei k'mechavin, then we'll say, ein adam oysa dava sheinish shaloi. The Sefer Chelkas Yaakov asks a question, an interesting question. If we have a person, and Chelkas Yaakov is assuming that the person we're speaking about in our Gemara knows the halacha that all he meant to do is l'tzurei k'mechavin, all he meant to do is to taunt me, and therefore he was not accomplishing anything. So shouldn't that mean that if somebody stuck his hand into my wine, he obviously knows that he's not accomplishing anything unless he has a machshavas avodah zara? So shouldn't that prove that he had a machshavas avodah zara? So the simple answer is that we're not speaking about such a big talmid chacham. We're not speaking about a person who knows that if all he does is letzu'urei, the wine won't become usur. Another answer, we say, is because we can't, the Chelkas Yaakov suggests, it doesn't make sense to believe that a Jew really is going to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. So even though he's accomplishing nothing, but to still attribute to him that he meant to make this, to bring this wine Avodah Zarah, that's not something we're quick to say about a Yisrael. Another answer is that when we speak about our Gemara, since he had a mind to do a shechita, and he always knows, and that alone, even though there might be an element of avodah zarah, but if we also could combine the fact that he was letzurei k'mechavin, that's enough to make that this meat should not be usur. Toshma, we go back to the subject that we've been discussing. Shnayim arichs b'sakim shechtim, two people are holding on to a knife and shechting an animal. Echad l'shem, echad mikol eila. One had one of the things that we had in the Mishnah. Evech l'shem tov kosher, and one man for kosher shchitusa psula. So we see, but if we say, ask the Gemara, that l'tzurei k'mechavin, so then why should it be also? Why shouldn't we just say l'tzurei k'mechavin? Answers the Gemara, hachamai skin b'yisrael mumar. What the Gemara means to say is that even though the Gemara has introduced the concept of l'tzurei k'mechavin, but when we're speaking about somebody who's a mumer, which as we've explained many times, an individual who's very connected to the avodah zarah, since he's an individual who's so connected to the avodah zarah, there we don't say, we assume that he meant for avodah zarah, we don't say l'tzurei k'mechavin. Actually, Rashi and other Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have just given the answer that we gave before. That Amish is speaking about a case where he is a partner in this animal, and there everything changes. But as we said, the Taisa says what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that we say a very interesting chiddush of Taisus, that if we're now learning that there's a concept of l'tzurei k'mechavin, we apply it even when somebody's a partner, unless, as the Gemara just said, he is a mumer. Toshma, the Mishnah Masechta Gittin that we quoted earlier says, Hamatama v'amadam v'amanasach b'shogig potter, if he did it b'shogig, it's a hezek shein a nicker, b'mezid he's chayiv. But why? Why should it be chayiv b'mezid? Why should we not say, again, that l'tzurei k'mechavin? And it says, Gemara, Achinami, here too we're speaking about a case of a Yisrael Mumer. By Yisrael Mumer, we don't attribute that he was that we say that he meant avoid the zara. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Barei the Rav Lar Vashi, Hisraba, if they warned a Yisrael not to shech this animal for avoid the zara, and they gave him the proper hazara, the hazara means, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Shiyat Atzmai Lamisa. He should be told that what you're doing carries with it a einish, carries with it an einish of misa, and he says, "I'm still going to do what I did." The kibul of asra, my, and what will the halacha? Will we assume that that for sure is like a mumer shechting an animal, and therefore, even if we don't have the, we don't know this individual as being a mumer, that will still not be, since we don't know he's a mumer, but since he put himself into such a situation, it's clearly a proof that he is a mumer, or not, because we don't know he's a mumer, and maybe we could say that he letzurei kamechavin, says the Gemara Amalei, if you have a situation where hita it's atzmal amisa kamret, when you had a person who says that I don't care, once he says I don't care, he's certainly a mumer. There's no way of explaining that he's not a mumer. There's a interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. What does that mean when we say that he becomes a mumer? Does he become a mumer as soon as he put himself into such a situation by all averis? Or if at the end he didn't do the avera, will he be, if at the end he didn't do the Avera, he will not be considered a mumer. So Machlokes Rav Kivega says, from our Gemara it seems, that once he put himself into this situation, where he did the Avera and he said, I don't care, then he will become a mumer. Rav Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer says that if at the end he never did the Avera, even though he was hit the Atzmai Lamisa, he won't be considered a mumer. Moreover, the Paiskim discuss, where do we say, and by which Averis do we say, Hita Atzmai L'Misa, that he becomes a Mumer? Many suggest that it's by all Averis. Once he's Hita Atzmai L'Misa, he says, I don't care, that is the way he becomes a Mumer. However, there are those that suggest that it's only by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah that we say hita atzmei lamisa is becoming a mumer. By other averus, we don't automatically say it until he actually does the avera. We've spoken about matam menasech, and we've spoken about a difference that was done b'shoigig versus mezid because of a hezek she'en a nikar. The rishonim and achronim say that the Gemara could have said by the matam menasech they were talking about a nokri. The reason they didn't say that halacha, explain the Rishonim and Achronim, is because this special leniency that there is in Hezek Sheir and Nikar is only by Jews and not by Nochrim. Continues the Mishnah, Ein Shechtim L'Tocha Yamim. We're now at a shecht where the blood will go into the ocean, or where the blood will go into rivers, or not to into vessels. In all these cases, because there's a concern that people will say he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah. Ava shech l'utach uga shamayim. If you have a puddle of water, then you're allowed to shecht. Or somebody is on a boat and needs to shecht, then you're allowed to shecht on kalim, on different vessels that are on that boat that will pour out into that the water will pour out into the ocean. Tysus quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam that when learning that you're not allowed to shecht into a place, into a vessel, it's only by guma nekiya, by something that's clean. But if it's something that's not clean, the halacha is, then it's mutter. It's machloikis that what is the halacha? Because our Gemara doesn't make that differentiation, and therefore the Taz and the Shach are both of the opinion when the Gemara says that you're not allowed to shech l'toicha keli, it's even a keli that's not clean. And shecht leguma kalikar. You're not allowed to shecht into a hole. Aval ois leguma b'toch beisoy. You can make a hole in your home. Kvishil shikonis yat ma'im b'tochah. You don't want there should be water, blood accumulating in your home. So the water should, the blood should roll into there. V'shuk liyasakein. And shuk would not allow to, in the public would not allow to do that. Shloi chakes sedoikim. That's the way that sedoikim would shecht. And because we don't want in any way to copy the tzedakim, the halacha tells us that we may not do this in public where people will not realize. And actually, this concept of shloichaka as a tzedakim is brought up in the Shaila Tshuvos Melamed Lahoyel, Ohr Chaim Siman Tazayin. He speaks about having an organ in a shul, and he says that even if the intention of having the organ in the shul is not to play the organ during the davening, but to have it for other times, he says that it's usur because of chukas agoyim. That was the way the nochrim, what they would have in their places of worship. Our Gemara says that we're not allowed to do anything that copies them. Apparently, that's connected to the b'chukas seim lo yisei lechu, and therefore, we have to be most careful not to let that happen. The Chassam Sofer and his father-in-law, the Rebbe Kivager, also come out very strongly against this and says that any place that that takes that approach at the end was ended up not being religious altogether. The Rav Vozner Zatzal and the Shailas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi says that not only are we not allowed to have the organ in the men's section, but even in the women's section, should we not have an organ? He says this is included, of course, as we've been saying, in B'chukasayim Lo Yisei Lechun, that we're not allowed to follow what they do. And he also says it's included in Al Titosh Teres Imecha, that this we know that we have a way how our places of davening look, and anything else is prohibited. So we learned in the Mishnah, and shachtan loy l'tach yam v'loy l'tach naharas, etc. Mishnah asked the Gemara, tach yam d'loy, why are you not a shecht into the yam? Damri, because the concern is that people are going to say, l'sar de yamaka shechted, you're shechting to the master, to the of the yam. So asked the Gemara, l'tach uga shemayim, so why when you have a puddle of water, will people say, l'bubri kashachet, you're shechting to your image. Amarava, to which Rava says, we're speaking about the Churim Shana. We're talking about where it's muddy water, and therefore nobody's going to say you're shechting to your reflection. Your reflection is not visible. Says the Marsham in the Das Torah that if Al Gemara introduced there's a concern that people are going to say you're shechting to your reflection, you should not shecht in front of a mirror. And the same the way he quotes the Sefer Tosef Yerushalayim, just like we're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror, so too you should not be allowed to shecht in front of a mirror. So, but then he says that that's not true. He's only concerned there's a special rule by Shechita, not anywhere else. What's pshat that somebody worship his own reflection? Why would we think that that's what somebody's worshiping? So I saw that many Mefarshim explain that a person who worships his own reflection, really what he's saying is that koichi ve'otzim yodi, that when a person worships his reflection, what he's really saying is that everything is dependent on my skill and my talent and on who I am. And that's why he believes in himself, and he bows down to his own reflection. In fact, the Divrei Yecheskel explains that Avraham Avinu told the Malachim, who look like Arabs, Rachtzu Ragleim, wash your feet before you enter my home. And the reason he told them to wash their feet before they enter the home, because they used to worship Avak, they used to worship the dust. And therefore, Avraham Avinu, of course, did not want to have any Avodah Zarah in his home. And he told them, wash, get that dust off. And the question that Divrei Yecheskel asks is, who would worship dust? But says the Divrei Yecheskel, worshipping dust actually represents that you believe that everywhere that you walk, avak shal regleim, you believe that wherever you walk, that is what is strong. And because you have that total misimpression that you control something, where you walk, that's going to make a difference. That's why Avraham Avinu said that's the worst Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, where a person believes that he has the ultimate power, is an Avodah Zarah that Avraham Avinu said would not be allowed into my home. We learned that the Mishnah continued, Ein shachtem leguma, we're not allowed to shacht into a hole, but you can make, the Mishnah continued, a guma in your home, that the blood should enter there. But don't do that publicly, you only could do it privately, said our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, how do we understand our Mishnah? The Amrit, didn't our Mishnah say that ain't shacht in a guma klal, we're not allowed to shacht into a guma. And now we're saying that we are allowed to shacht into the guma. Amr bai reisha beguma shebeshuk. The reisha of the Mishnah speaking in a case publicly. And as we're learning now, that if it's public, then you're never allowed to shecht. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that in the house where nobody sees, we have in a house where it's more, where nobody sees it, that's why we could be more lenient. Amalei Rava, Mamanitani Sefer Bishuk Layasakain, so he asked the obvious question. If it says in the Sefer that Bishuk Layasakain, so isn't that clearly an indication, Mechlal, that the Reish is not Bishuk Askinen? And so now we're back to where I started. How do we reconcile the Mishnah? Elam Rav Hakam, this is the way to learn the Mishnah. Ein shacht al guma kalika w'na la reshacht into a guma, even at the home. If somebody wants to clean out his yard, that blood accumulated during the Shechita, so what would he do? He makes a little ditch next to the guma, and shecht into that ditch. That's how the blood will roll into the guma. However, continues the Mishnah, in the shuk, you're not allowed to do that anyway, because there, since it's public, and we have a concern of marasayin, that's why in public, we have to be more concerned. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Rava, Hay Malch Besvina, somebody's traveling on a boat. Veila Maka Besvina Lishchait, and he doesn't have anywhere on the boat where to shecht. Motzi Yad Chutz Lishvina, he sticks his hands out of the boat v'shoichit, v'dam shoises v'yorel d'ofnes Svina, and the blood rolls down the walls of the boat, because he didn't shecht directly into the water. Continues the Braisa, one is now the shecht into guma. However, if somebody wants to keep his chotzer clean, so what should he do? Makes a place not away from the guma, and that's where you should shecht over that spot. And like that, the blood will roll into the guma. However, but don't do this publicly, and therefore, if somebody did this, we have to check what is his status. He may be an Oved Avodah Zarah if we see that that's the way he's shechting. The Rishonim debate that what's the halacha until we don't know. Well, let's say this person shechted and now he's not here. Can we assume that it's kosher, because we don't know that it's not, or do we have to be concerned that it's not kosher? The Rambam takes a strict view, and the Rambam says that you're not allowed to eat from it unless you could be sure that the shaykhut was not a mumer. The Rashba takes a more lenient approach. He says since it's not a deraisa, because we don't know for sure that that was what his intention was, we could be a little more lenient. I did see that the Sefer Taras Chaim wants to differentiate even in the opinion, even in the opinion of the Rambam, if this was done publicly or privately. When is the Rambam being so strict? The Rambam is being very strict only when it's when this was done publicly. But when it was done privately, there the Rambam will take a more lenient approach if we can't do our own bedikah to determine what is the status of this individual. It says the Mishnah, Shech L'Shem Oilam, if somebody shechs chulin outside the Azara, but he's saying that this is a Karban Oila, L'Shem Zvachim, he says it's Shlomim, L'Shem Oshem Talui, he says it's an Oshem Talui, L'Shem Pesach, he says it's a Karban Pesach, L'Shem Toida, he says it's a Karban Toida, Shchitase Psula. Because all of these carbon cannot be just donated, and somebody sees somebody shechting for one of these kabbaras, he says he has to assume that these are kabbaras that are being brought chutz lazara, and therefore, since it's a carbon that's brought chutz lazara, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, that shechit is possible. It's because of maris ayin, and says that Rav Shimon Machshir, there's a machlokes how to understand Rav Shimon. Some say that Rav Shimon's not that concerned about Maris Ayin, and therefore, b'dieved, he's going to be Mekel. Or there are those that suggest that what Rav Shimon says is that since there are no kabbonis b'zman hazeh, nobody will take what he said seriously. Shnayim Arks M'sakin, two people holding on to a knife, as we've been learning, v'shaychtim and shechting an animal together. Ech l'shem ech mikol eila, one for any of these purposes. Ve'ech l'shem davakasher, the halacha is b'shechitas psula, as we've been learning, when we have a combination situation and one person doesn't have the right kavana, it disqualifies the shechita. Ha'shaychit, but if somebody shechted for a carbon that is not able to be donated, Chattas, L'Shem Hashem Vaday, we only can bring a Karma Chattas if we did an Aveira for which you have to bring, B'shargi, which you bring a Karma Chattas, or you did an Aveira for which you bring an Asham, or L'Shem Bechor, Bechor is only the firstborn animal, L'Shem Maiser, an animal that is Maiser, L'Shem Temura, which means a substitute, Shritasai Kshera. Nobody's going to assume that this is a carbon, because since all these types of kabbonis cannot be donated, so you can't bring these kabbonis, and therefore, what he said is something that we completely discount. And the Mishnah summarizes, Zeh klal, kol davar shenidav v'nidav, any type of kabbonis, any type of a carbon that could be donated, that loch is hashach l'shma, also the carbon will be possible, v'she'en nidav v'nidav, but if it's not a carbon that could be donated, then the loch is hashach l'shma, then if you shecht, we're having that in mind the carbon, then it won't be a problem. Demiri points out that this halacha applies even bezman hazeh. There are others that say that since bezman hazeh there are no karbonis, this entire Mishnah doesn't apply. Furthermore, says the Rashba, that only time, even if we're going to be machmir bezman hazeh, or in the time of Chazal, we only speak about if you shechted something that could be brought as a carbon. For example, if you did this on a chicken, which we know a chicken can't be brought as a carbon, for example, then the entire discussion of the Mishnah would not be relevant. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hashaych L'Shem Oila, etc. And the Mishnah used Oshem Tali as an example of a carbon that could be donated. Ask the Gemara, Oshem Tali by Nidav and Nidavu, is an Oshem Tali a carbon that could be donated? When does one bring an Oshem Tali? One brings an Oshem Talui when he did something. There were two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one was not. And he doesn't know which one he ate. So since he doesn't know if he's, as we said, if he's chayv to bring a Karma Chattas, or he doesn't know if he has to bring a Karma Chattas, he brings an Oshem Talui. But it's not something that's donated. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hamani, who is our Mishnah following? The Pinner of Elozi, the Abba Misnadav Adam Oshem Talui B'chal Yoyim. That a person has a right to donate an Oshem Talui. There's two ways of understanding that. One way of understanding is that if somebody did something for which he would have to bring an Oshem Talui, as long as he doesn't know and doesn't have resolution to what happened, so he keeps on bringing an Oshem Talui because he doesn't have resolution. Another pshat is not that we that this person knows or has a situation that he has a question about if he did something right or wrong. We're speaking about a situation where the person wakes up in the morning and is not sure, did he do something, did he not do something, and that's a good enough reason, according to Rabbi Lazar, to bring an Ashim Tali. Ask the Gemara, but one of the examples was a Pesach. Ask the Gemara, how can we say Pesach is a carbon that was donated? Ask the Gemara, Pesach, by Nidah v'Nidahu? Zmana Kvile, there's a specific time when we bring the carbon Pesach, on Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ba'ishir, Shani Pesach, we don't bring Pesach, however, for Shasu Kol Shana Kula. Even though the Karban Pesach obviously is only brought on Erev Pesach, but you could set aside a Karban Pesach all year round, and then if you'll bring that animal will actually be a Karban Shlomim. And therefore, the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is treated like a Shlomim. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abyanei, Lo Shana Ela Tamimim, when is the concern of our Mishnah? When you shechted it l'shem carbon that's donated. It deposits only when it's a healthy animal that could potentially have been used for a carbon. But in a case, av a bali mumin, if the carbon that you brought is a bali mum, then made the idea that it's obvious that it can't be brought as a carbon, and therefore nobody's going to accuse you of doing shchutei chutz, because it's an animal that cannot be used as a carbon. The halacha is that then the concern of the Mishnah is not there. Rav Yochanan Amar, whereas the opinion of Rav Yochanan is, afilu bali mumin nami. Even if the animal is a bali mum, we need to be concerned. Why do we need to be concerned? Says the Gemara, because mizimnim the ramile midi amuma. Sometimes the mum is covered up by the wool or whatever, v'lo yedia, and you're not aware of that is the case. And since you're not aware that's the case, that's why the people won't know it's about mum, and they'll again accuse you of doing shchute b'chutz. Hachshach l'shem chatos, says the Gemara, as somebody shecht l'shem chatos, talach l'shchitos k'sheira, because a chatos cannot be donated. Says the Gemara, Amar v'yachanan lo yishana, only about a person who's not mechuyev chatos, then nobody's going to assume that he's bringing it l'shem chatos. Av mechuyev chatos, if you are an individual that has to bring a karban chatos, there people are going to start thinking that since he did an aveir for which there is a chiyev chatos, they're going to accuse you that l'shem chatos u'aisa, that you did the aveir. He did the aveira that chayev chatos, and he's bringing the karban b'chutz. But asking him, "Avolay kamal l'shem chatosi," he didn't say, "I'm bringing it from my aveira." That will cause people to think. He says, "Amravua b'ayim l'shem chatosi." He said, "I did an aveira, and I'm bringing this carbon, and that's why we have to be concerned that people are going to think you're doing shkutei chutz." Says Rashi, because somebody who does an aveira b'shogeg is not something that is going to cover up. And since it's not something cover up, he's going to tell everybody, I did this aveira and I'm bringing this carbon for kapara. But as the Sefer Merafs and Igra, that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher in the Sui Pesha Kasoy Chatas, that people are not supposed to publicize their aveira. So if people don't publicize their aveira, what's pshat that he's going to tell people, I did an aveira and I'm bringing a carbon? So he suggests that the Marshah in Masechet Yuma differentiates between Averis ben Adam l'Chaveroi and versus Averis ben Adam l'Makom. An Avera ben Adam l'Makom, indeed he says, we're not supposed to publicize. But an Avera ben Adam l'Chaveroi, part of the process is to ask Mechila, and that is not covered up. Another Teretz, he says, is that we're speaking about a case that everybody knows he did the Aveira. So since everybody's aware that he did the Aveira, there's no point in trying to cover it up. Another pshat, he says, is that when sometimes publicizing the Aveira, if that's what's going to make you embarrassed and will help you get a kapara, there you don't have to conceal that you did the Aveira. And another teretz he suggests is we're talking about an Aveira that was done publicly. When does the Pasuk say, Ashri Nesui Chet, that that you should cover up your Aveira is when nobody's aware of it. So you don't have to publicize it. But if everybody anyway is already aware of your Aveira, then we don't say that there's a point in not publicizing, given that everybody knows it. L'shem Tamura, we said if somebody did said he's bringing L'shem Tamura, so that's something that can't be donated, and that's for Shkitasik Sheira. To which the Gemara says, Amr Abulazar, Lo Shana El Shein Le Zeva B'tak Pesai. Only in a case where the person doesn't have a carbon at home, and therefore nobody's going to accuse that he's using this as a Tamura. Av Yesh Le Zeva B'tak Pesai, if he has a carbon at home, Ema, Amur Amabai, then we have to indeed be concerned that this animal is a Tamura. Says the Gemara, but that's not what he said. For Le Kam L'Shem Tamura Zivchi, so he didn't say L'Shem Kaparas, L'Shem Tamura Zivchi, why should we assume that's what happened here? Answers the Gemara, Amravua, that he didn't just say that L'Shem Tamura, but actually said L'Shem Tamura Zivchi. So the Mishnah concluded by summarizing the rule. But as we often explain in our Shurim, Mishnayis don't just summarize. And if the Mishnah summarized, there's a point in this summary. L'Suyamai, what does the Mishnah come to add? The Nazir is something that is donated. You decide to be a Nazir. The Manatema, Halay Nader, since we don't know that this person is a Nazir, because the Gemara again is assuming that if this individual was a Nazir, everybody would know. Says the Gemara, no. We need to be concerned that maybe he made himself into a Nazir, but sinner quietly. Then the Mishnah, that's what we learn from the halacha, that what is included in something that's donated. Now it continues the Gemara, she'ena nidav nidav l'suyi, what that is that a case of? Oilus yiladis. The halacha is that if a woman has a baby, so after 40 days if she had a boy, and 80 days when she had a girl, she has to bring a carbon, and here, nobody's going to think that that's what they had in mind, because we're talking about a person who isn't married or a person whose wife didn't have a baby. Says the Gemara, it's that direction. So there's no concern that maybe he had a baby. He's not even married. Babies bring it for her. Says the Gemara, but if he means to bring for her, why shouldn't he should have said L'shem Eilus Ishti? Again, answers the Gemara Amar Abavuol, the way he said L'shem Eilus Ishti. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Pshita, that if his wife had a baby, and he's saying, I'm bringing this carbon for my wife, for my wife's obligation, that this is a real situation where people will think he's bringing Kachim B'chutz. Answers the Gemara, Madatema, Ki Imis the Yolda, if his wife indeed had a baby, everybody would be aware that she had the baby. And therefore, what he's saying should be completely discounted. Says the Gemara, no. Kamashman, Amer, a fully mapel. People were going to say that maybe she miscarried. And that's why they don't know she had a baby. And therefore, that's why he is indeed chayiv in this carbon, and then people are going to say he's chayiv in the carbon, and if he's bringing it, it's a situation of kach and b'chutz, which would disqualify this carbon. Hanu l'chashoichet, hanu l'chashoichet, hanu l'chashoichet.